Diane wants a word too. Hello, Diane.
Yes, hi. Is that me?
Yes,
hello.
It is.
Yes, it's
okay,
you.
Yes, yes. Okay, I download the 2UE app on my iPad yesterday afternoon. Now everything's okay. The iPad worked well, but because the data is shared with my iPhone, there's on my iPhone there's an app for 2UE there, but yet it said waiting. I don't understand. What do I do? It just said waiting. But there's an
now
app
have
there
you it's a have you actually loaded it? Has it completed the loading process on?
Well, yes. It you know, it just asked me for the Apple password.
Yeah.
Or ID, and I did that. And that's what happened with the iPad, and I said put it in okay, so everything fine. Now it works on the iPad, but yet the iPhone
doesn't.
The app tab is said waiting.
Okay, now so it's a problem with your app working, is it?
On the iPhone.
On the iPhone.
That's the thing. That's what I don't understand.
Well,
yeah, the app.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the app. Yeah, the app issue there because it just said waiting. But you know, I tried to tap it and thing, but
all right, can
and I check.
Can I suggest that what you do is trash and make sure you empty the trash, put the app in the trash.
Okay.
In. Delete it and then download it again.
Okay.
So
download on the iPhone, not on the iPad. Yeah.
On the iPhone. The iPad,
iPhone,
you've got it working. So, so do the iPhone again. So,
okay.
And it mightn't be a bad idea to switch the iPhone off altogether.
Completely off.
And then come back on, go to the App Store and download it again.
Okay. So does that mean do I have to pay extra?
No, you don't pay at all.
No, it's free. Okay. It's a free app, don't it?
Okay.
No worries.
Okay.
Let us know how that goes.
Let us know.
If you have a problem, please give us a call back.
There's a happy customer.
Now, just before we go to the break, something a lot of people don't think of, they forget to do. iPhones and iPads, you have to actually turn them off. We call it rebooting with computers. Mm. A lot of people just click the button and it goes on the standby.
No.
To turn it off, you have to press that button, hold it, the little slider comes up, push the slider across, turn it right off. Let it sit for a few seconds and then turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I know friends who have got them loaded with apps and I don't think they've ever turned their phone off and they're always complaining about how the battery goes down really quickly, but they don't realise how much they've got open.
Because the apps are working in the background.
In the background, yeah. All right, George and Paul, Pete Blazina's with us, 16 to 11.
2UE.
George and Paul and Pete Blazina, the gadget guy who also enjoyed the Denzel Washington movie, The Equalizer. It's a surprisingly good movie, isn't it?
I didn't think it was going to be much, but I really got involved in it. And
could you see the parallels with Death Wish?
Very much so.
And let me guess, the Russian mafia is in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, are they?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're running prostitution, drugs.
Uh-huh.
And he's a bit like Death Wish. He goes in there and just takes them all out.
But the last scene is like...
just unbelievable.
It is amazing.
All right, now Colin's on the line. Are you there, Colin?
Hi, Colin.
Yeah, hi, Pete and boys. My daughter's running a laptop with Windows Vista and she was wanting to upgrade to the current 8.1 version.
Yeah.
The Windows website says you can do it, but after we bought the program, in the fine print, it says it's not compatible to upgrade Vista.
Oh, that's odd. I hadn't heard that. I wonder if they're just putting that in because on some machines it would be, it may not be compatible, but in generally, I think it is. I understood that it was.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit afraid to open the package because then I won't get my $150 back if it doesn't work. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, this is a bit of a roll of the dice, isn't it?
Mm. look, it may be there as a coverall, just so, you know, if it's a unique issue, they've got their themselves covered.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say, but I would go ahead and do it. I think that so just go back. I just want to go through the steps that you've done so far.
Oh, well, I haven't done anything apart from buy the program at this stage.
Right, and where does it say it doesn't support Vista?
In the fine print on the box.
Oh.
I'd take the punt, and if it didn't work, if you didn't get Vista through it, then I'd take it back and want my money.
Yeah, but here's
but hang
the
on a
issue.
Second. If it says on the box it's not compatible with Vista, It's there for a reason.
Yeah. Mm. I was just thinking while I was waiting, I might talk to the retailer I bought it off before I do it.
Yeah. How rich are you? Can you afford to lose $150?
No, definitely not.
No, but the problem here for Colin is that it kind of may go halfway through the install and then he's stuck without Vista and without Windows at 8 all. Upgrade. Yeah.
Go back and talk to the people. Where did you buy it from?
JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah. There's some pretty cool dudes work at JB Hi-Fi.
Very good people there.
Mm-hmm. So I'd go back and ask them. Wouldn't you go back and ask them? Check it.
Yeah, I would.
Check it. No, Peter'd take a punt on it. I'm pretty sure Peter'd take a punt.
I would, definitely. Peter and Paul.
Pete, just give us your bank account details and I'll get my money back.
Yeah, I thought you might say
that. Just go for it.
No, listen, can we put you back to Jane and we'll communicate with each other over this issue?
Yeah, just stay there, Colin. Don't you go away and Pete will come back to you. Now, let me see. Oh, Rick, he's on one of these, the streaming service Stan.
Yeah.
Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, I am. How you going, fellas?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you my experience with Stan at the moment. Look, I think it's pretty good. I haven't had Foxtel for quite a number of years now. I got rid of Foxtel mainly because I figured I'm paying to watch commercials. I mean, they're having two bites of the cherries. Not only am I paying for their paying for the service, but also paying to watch the
which
commercial.
Is Paul's point.
That makes you angry, doesn't it, Rick?
Yeah, and with Stan, look, for $10 a month, I'm actually in the middle of watching Breaking Bad. I didn't catch it the first time around on TV because my life doesn't revolve around TV shows. Mm. And now I can watch it at my own time. So, yeah, thumbs up to Stan for sure.
So you're happy? Good on you, Rick.
Rick, could just to answer me one question. Can you get new releases? Have you been able to get whatever came out on DVD last week in the shops and you can buy it at JB Hi-Fi? Can you get them, the new releases, on Stan?
I don't think so. No. They are teasing me with emails on what's coming up. But the good thing is, look, after a couple of months, I can just switch over to Presto, or when Netflix comes, I can give them a go. And come back to Stan later. I mean, I've got the flexibility. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good on you, Rick. Thank you very much. Hey, Pete, what does Stan stand for? S is streaming, presumably, is it? S-T-A-N, it's called.
I haven't been able to get to the bottom of that one.
Yeah, I saw a big presentation in the newspapers the other day. I didn't read it, but it just said Stan is here and all that. Yeah. I knew it was a streaming service, but I didn't know what Stan stood for.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help you on that.
Okay, Elizabeth is next. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, good morning to you all.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
I'm having a problem with my iPad. It's coming up for almost 3 years old now, and it's starting to freeze and then just turn off.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it dying? Is it on its way out?
No, it isn't.
It sounds like it might have caught a sickness.
Yes.
I doubt that's the case. The battery is fully charged,
yes.
And how quickly does it run down?
It's not too bad.
No, okay. Look, I would suggest, I think it's a fixable problem.
Okay.
You know, from the brief description you've given. I would take it into an Apple store.
And have a chat.
And have a chat about it. And it may be that the operating system needs to be reloaded. But, you know, there's a variety of things. But this sounds more like it's a software issue than a hardware issue, which is great news because it can be easily fixed.
Now, Elizabeth, before you go in and talk to the people at Apple, unless you're prepared to do it, don't look at the iPad Air with the Retina screen.
I know. This is what I'm thinking. I was rather hoping you'd say, I need a new one.
You want somebody to tell you that, do you?
All right. So,
Once you have a go with the iPad Air, I think is the most brilliant machine. I think it's fabulous.
Elizabeth, and ring and make an appointment.
Yes, I will.
And
okay.
I would suggest that you get the iPad Air.
Okay.
Good on you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
You're good. I think Elizabeth got what she wanted then.
Yeah.
I think her ringing in just cost her about a grand.
But George is right. It's like once you pick that up,
it's fabulous.
You can't go back to the old iPads.
No, I rate that as one of the best devices. And of everything we've got with iPhones and laptops and business, you know, that we work with, my iPad Air is the one I really, really like.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful device.
Yep. Well, we're out of time.
Oh, it goes so quickly.
It does, doesn't it?
It's just incredible.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Pete Lazina, the Gadget Guy, you'll be back with us in the studio next week.